Every Thursday on Business at Night at this time, of course, we have the Thursday Business Book Review, bringing you a variety of different types of authors on a variety of different financial issues. This week, we are going to be talking about being a mindful investor and how having a calm mind can bring you inner peace and financial security. It all sounds very zen, but there's some hard scientific fact behind it all. We are joined today by Maria Gonzalez, who is the author of The Mindful Investor. Maria, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Business at Night. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me, Greg.
So let's start off with the title. We have to jump right into it because, as I said, there's a very, very peaceful picture on the cover of the book that is kind of reminiscent of a Zen scene. And you're talking about having a calm mind and bringing you inner peace and financial security. What is the premise of the book?
The premise of the book is that developing a healthy relationship with money actually improves our lives. That, in fact, money touches every aspect of what we do most of the day. So that, in fact, if we can approach it through a calm mind, not only do we derive inner peace, but we make better decisions. And that, in and of itself, enables us to have financial security.
Now, in as much as it may sound kind of zen on the surface, I think what we're talking about, Maria, and something that we certainly advocate on Business at Night as much as we can, is trying to leave as much of the emotional decision-making process out of the process when dealing with your own investments, because that's kind of what scares us sometimes into making panic decisions or doing things we might regret later on. It's certainly why we talk about the importance of working with a professional and the importance of having a long-term strategy that you stick to.
Exactly. That's extremely well put. The book, actually, The Mindful Investor, talks about five specific hindrances. These are things that really prevent us from being successful, particularly in our relationship with money. And so understanding those, knowing what motivates us, really does take the charge or the emotion out of it so that we are able to make better decisions. The other aspect is that for us to make decisions under calm conditions, and that is something that we essentially create for ourselves. What we're talking about in the book, the whole premise behind mindfulness, is that we are then in a position to control our minds. And if we are able to control our minds, we are then better able to manage our money.
All right. Now, before we get too far into the themes of the book, let me ask you about its authors. You worked with someone named Graham Byron.
That's right.
You both come from kind of different areas of the financial world in that you focused on the business angle. Graham is kind of coming from the financial planning angle. Tell our listeners a bit more about both of you.
My background is in strategy. I run a company called Argonauta Strategic Alliances. Consulting, and what it does, or one aspect of the work that it does, is create strategic alliances with companies around the world. So that would include joint ventures, mergers and acquisitions, etc. My background is as a strategist in other financial institutions prior to creating Argonauta. But along the way, one of the things that happened is that individuals that I was working with on the strategy side were intrigued by how negotiations could be done in a calm way, in a way in which you actually got really good deals out of it. And this was done through mindfulness. So they became more and more interested. And as a result, a lot of the work that I am now doing has moved towards the direction of applying mindfulness to every aspect of life and business. And of course, that means applying it to money. So that's the side that I come from. Graham Byron, who is my co-author, is a financial planner, a financial advisor with one of the financial institutions in Toronto. And his side of the business is really enabling clients to do the best that they possibly can with their money. And we thought we would combine this and show how, in fact, you could become mindful in the way in which you invested, whether you have a relationship with an advisor. How do you develop that relationship so that it is a mindful relationship? Or if you choose to invest on your own, how do you develop a positive relationship with money so that you can invest mindfully?
It's a very interesting mix that the two of you bring, because no doubt in each of your professional experiences, you've encountered situations where, despite the best of intentions and perhaps even plans on paper, when put to the test, when people face pressure, especially when they're dealing with large sums of their own money, you can see the strategy fall apart when people become emotionally overinvested and start making bad decisions.
You're absolutely right. And what we talk about in the book really is that if you have a very clear purpose for your life, what it is that you want to get out of your life, and what relationship money will play in that. It is a critical first step. So what we really advocate is starting with the end in mind. And what that means is start at the end of your life. Decide what it is that you would like to be able to leave as a legacy, whether it's in terms of financial terms or what you will have accomplished at the end of a very successful life, and work your way backwards. And when you do that, it really puts things in perspective, real perspective, so that bumps along the road, even bumps like what we had in the fall of 2008, which is when we started to think about the book, where, for instance, the market dropped by more than 44% from their highs, or where we had 1,000-point volatilities on any given day, that even with situations like that, if you have a very clear purpose in your life, you know exactly what you want to get out of it, the decisions that you make are quite different than if you are reacting to moment-by-moment volatility.
Of course, and we have to, I guess, add the caveat that part of having that clear purpose is making sure that your target, your goals are good ones and that they're achievable ones, and that you have, if you're not experienced enough on your own, that you have consulted with a professional who can make sure that you are on the track to achieving those goals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're not, if you don't have the experience on your own, then it is extremely helpful to work with someone that you really trust.
Let's talk about some of the issues that you've mentioned, the hindrances to achieving financial success. I want to ask you a little bit about the stress management and the long-term planning and the staying focused issues, because I think that any one of us can sit down and say, yeah, this is where I want to be in 10 or 15 or 20 years. And I know that, you know, there's a long way for me to go financially from where I am to where I want to be. But when it comes time for a push come to shove, as they say, and you have to actually get into a decision-making period, people sometimes forget about what they wanted to do or how they wanted to get there. How do you stay focused? How do you not get distracted?
Well, first of all, it takes training. And these are all trainable skills. So mindfulness in and of itself is a trainable skill. So the first thing to do is learning relaxation techniques, as an example. Relaxation techniques will, over time, enable you to develop calm at will. So when you're under really stressful situations, you can call upon those techniques. And they include, as a first step, relaxing the body, learning to do that. And any one of us knows how difficult that is. Under stressful conditions, we become really tight. But what we do is we work with people as a way of creating relaxation in the body. Now, why is that important? For the very simple reason that when the body's relaxed, the mind will follow. It doesn't work the other way around. It's very hard to calm the mind and have the body follow. So that would be one technique that you would first work with. Now, the book is full of techniques that you can actually apply to all aspects of the investment process or the financial planning process. But another technique would be to be really present when you're hearing what's happening with your portfolio, or when you're trying to make a decision, so that you train yourself to be in the present moment so the mind doesn't wander, constantly wander. You know, you might sit with your advisor and not have heard half of what was said, particularly if the beginning of the conversation is something that isn't as positive as you had wanted it to be. So we have techniques that train you to come to the present moment, just hear what's being said, because when you're able to do that, you're better able to make decisions. Your emotions haven't run off with you.
It's amazing. I just want to jump in on that point, because I think what you're talking about, Maria, is very important. People, I think, when they sit down with their financial planner, very often have the same mindset as when they sit down with a doctor. And there's a big difference between listening and hearing. And you have to be sure that you are 100% comfortable and aware of all the information that's being put in front of you, because otherwise you can't make a well-informed decision.
You're absolutely right, Greg. That's exactly what happens. People stop hearing. They may be words they hear, but they don't get the entire meaning behind it. And when that happens, they're no longer in control. They're no longer in control of their money, and they should always be in control of their money, whether they have an advisor or not. So really, this enables you to have presence of mind, and not to abdicate that responsibility. In the Mindful Investor, we talk about developing a strategic alliance with your investment advisor if you happen to have one. And if you don't happen to have one, then developing a mindful relationship with any of the people that you connect with along the way, whether it be your financial institution, whoever it is that you connect with, to have that kind of strategic relationship so that you are fully in control. But you can only do that if you have developed that skill within yourself, which is absolutely trainable.
It's a very, very interesting read because it's an equal mix of sound financial strategy, advice, and philosophy about having a healthy mental approach to managing your money. So there's kind of something for both sides of the brain in there. And I just happen to have one copy here for a lucky listener. If you would like to send an email to business@cfra.com, I will draw randomly from all the entries for this copy of The Mindful Investor, written by Maria Gonzalez and Graham Byron. Maria, believe it or not, we're out of time already, but I wish you the best of luck with the book. It is a great read, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's been a real pleasure.
And remember, for full podcasts or individual interviews from Business at Night, you can check out CFRA.com as well. Longer-term archives can be found on my website, thecapitalinsider.com. 8 o'clock news is up next. This is News Talk Radio, 580 CFRA.